Mr. Brown, Real 14. Right, Mr. Brown, I thought, as I said, we'd close the interview just with a few questions between yourself and with Mrs. Brown as well. Because as you were saying earlier in the interview, you were engaged to be married before you went to Italy. And from your point of view, Mrs. Brown, in terms of communication with Mr. Brown when he was in Italy,
mm-hmm.
Was the mail regular? Was it possible to write? And
it was possible to write. Yes, as far as I can remember, he was pretty good about writing. Yeah.
And in terms of the awareness of the situation in Italy, did you follow what was going on in Italy?
Yes. As much as you got to know, I mean, you didn't get a lot of information.
And in terms of censorship of the letters, Mr. Brown, other veterans have talked about how they'd have like a cord where you know be able to say where you were and so on. Is there any of that?
No, we didn't have any codes, did we?
Not that I know of, no. Can't remember a code.
Now, Mr. Brown was saying that you were in the ATS mm-hmm. at this time. Where were you stationed?
Well, do you want to know all the places?
Oh, so you were moving around in lots of different
places. Well, mainly in Swansea.
Yeah.
I did training and then I went to Swansea.
Was there any contact with the DLI Regimental Association? Were they of any help to
you? No.
And from your perspective, Mr. Brown, in terms of your father and so on, was there any
contact? No. No.
Yeah, yeah. So you wouldn't know anybody else, you know, other kind of friends and family of people that were in the DLI, in the battalion?
Only one, a girl I used to go to school with. I can't remember, you wrote to my mother and said, would she go up and tell Betty that, she was another Betty, that he'd had his leg off? Or, do you
yes.
remember?
Yes, Collins they called him.
That's
Jackie
right.
Collins,
Jackie
I think.
Collins, I think it was.
Yeah.
And her husband was, well, in the same battalion, wasn't he?
Yes.
But by that time I was away in the ATS, so we sort of lost touch, but... I remember, that's about the only one I can remember.
And in terms of letters from Italy, about how often would these arrive regularly, or would they come in like a batch?
Not regularly, no. And you know, you might get two or three together, really.
And did you follow the war, or did you try to put it out of your mind?
Oh no, I followed it. I had to. I was in it.
And would you read up on what was going on in Italy?
Well, I can't remember having, you know, we didn't get newspapers in the ATS, but every morning on parade, the latest news was read out to you, so...
Now, you were married in late 1945. Mr. Brown came back from leave in Italy, and he's talked about how if you were married, you were able to get out of mm-hmm. the ATS. Mm-hmm. That was like a calculated decision.
Not the only reason, was it?
Oh, no.
No.
We were in love.
Yeah, we were. Not the only reason, but we did think that if I got out, I could go back to my job and start saving money.
So what did you do before the war?
Same as Les, I worked in a library.
And did they have the same system for women in the forces as for men, that you were guaranteed your job back when you...
Well... Not quite, because I think by the time I went into the library service, which was, 6 months or more after they weren't taking you with a permanent contract, so that you couldn't really claim your job back. But the place I was at when before I was demobbed was a camp for returning prisoners of war in Shropshire, and the officer in charge there rang up Durham County Council and said I was going to be demobbed and explained the circumstances and could I have my job back, and so they gave me a job.
Now, was the demob process for women the same as for men? Did you get a suit,
civilian
clothes?
No, I think you just got clothing coupons. Can't remember getting any.
What did people think about the fact that, you know, the men were given a demob suit and women in the forces weren't? Was there any talk about that, or was it just accepted?
I can't remember. I think possibly women would have hated it if they all were dished out with the same type of clothes.
Now, Mr. Brown said in the interview you were married in late 45 and then you went back to Italy. Were you able to like pick up the pieces of your civilian employment quite easily?
Oh, yes.
So you didn't have to rely on Mr. Brown's army pay?
No.
Do you think you could have relied on his, or could have lived on his, on the army pay?
Well, it's awkward to say because, of course, housing was absolutely impossible, and I just stayed with my mother and father, and they only asked me for a sort of nominal contribution, you know. So I think normally I can't remember what we got then, but.
No, I can't.
I can't remember, no.
And what did you think about Mr. Brown still being in the army in 1947 and having to come back to Bransford and so on? What are your feelings about that?
Well, I was just glad to get him home in one piece. But, you know, I mean, it's just a case of you had to sit out the length of time he had to do.